Hello all, and welcome to Peanut Pie. Hello all, and welcome back to Peanut Pie. My name is Henry, and what you just heard was the new Peanut Pie intro, so hopefully you'll like that one. Hopefully I might, update that one every year or so. But, if you didn't know, today marks 365, or was it a leap year? 2020 was a leap year, and then this podcast came out in May of 2020, so there wasn't a leap year. Yeah, 365 days since the very first episode of Peanut Pie that is available, The Incredibles 1 and 2 review with Scott. Since then, I've gone from a kid who sounded like a seven-year-old who used the word in every other, word he said, to a 8-year-old who uses the word every 3 words he says. So, baby steps. Today's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to be just talking with Scott, Emily, and Will individually. And hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun, maybe a game or two. Yeah, let's go ahead and get started with Scott. Hello, Scott, and welcome to the very first Peanut Pie Day, Peanut Pie-iversary. I think we're going to go with Peanut Pie Day. I like that.
I love it, Peanut Pie Guy.
Peanut Pie Day.
You have that teacher that always tells you, what day it is, National Hot Dog Day.
I have a teacher every day. They remind me of the national holiday.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to make this a national holiday. Peanut Pie Day.
That's why I brought that up. One of these days,
Hold up, this is going
to be known as, National Peanut Pie Day.
That has to be a thing. National Peanut Pie Day.
You're typing that in right now?
I'm typing that in right now.
It's
January 23rd.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, that's just National Pie Day. Okay.
Or there's probably Peanut Day and Pie Day. There's certainly not National Peanut Pie Podcast Day yet.
No, I don't want that to be a thing. That's a little too specific. The biggest podcasts don't have days for them.
Okay.
But I think, there's days for literally everything. The idea that there's not a day for, peanut pie is kind of a disgrace.
Yeah.
So guys, what is the day this is coming out on? We're recording this a few days in advance because I have to record with Scott, Emily, and Will for this holiday.
I regret.
What do you regret?
That, due to the Peanut Pie Podcast, we actually took the time to make some peanut pies, and I regret we haven't done it since that
time. We should do that again.
Yeah, that was so good.
I think on
it's like sugar and peanuts.
May 21st.
It's like a pecan pie with
May 21st was the peanuts. Day that the very first episode of Peanut Pie came out. Mm. So on May 21st of 2021.
Yeah.
We need to make a peanut pie, okay?
We do. And it just reminds me, this is totally random, of things we did once that were delicious and never did again.
I know.
I just thought about them.
And you know what's even better?
Let me finish.
That's a Friday.
Finish.
Or today's a Friday.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the pineapple Dole Whip. We did a great version of that. And we never did it again. The Disney-style Dole Whip.
Yeah, that was really good.
It's got no dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Do I need to put that reminder in my phone, or can you remind me we need to make Dole Whips and peanut pies?
I'm probably putting that peanut pie reminder in for the 21st.
Can we make Dole Whips on the same night and just
Dole Whips to you?
Make Dole Whips and peanut pies.
That'd be really fun.
That would be good.
You're really getting me excited right now. That may or may not
Okay,
happen.
So National Peanut Pie Day.
That's today, guys.
It's today,
and maybe I'm sure . Maybe it exists, but it's not big enough to get its own Google search result. So, at the top.
Can I coin a new term?
What?
It's your podcast-iversary.
It's my... that's not... I know that's a new thing. We're going to go Peanut Pie Day. Happy Peanut Pie Day, Scott.
Okay, we'll go with Peanut Pie. It's your podcast.
So, it's my podcast. Let me begin with a little bit of a game for us to play.
Okay.
So, I'll give us... let's start with a... guess which contestant out of you, Will, and Emily has recorded the most... has the most time on Peanut Pie.
Ooh, your three big guests. Who has the most time is going to have to be Will.
You have the most time on Peanut Pie. No.
Is this number of episodes or minutes or
this how is, did you do this it? This is time. This is like the amount of time our conversations have been.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well, that's an honor.
I know.
I thought because your brother has so much more, you know, like knowledge of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and some of these types of things.
I usually stick to Marvel Shawarma for that. Oh, actually, no. I guess for the TVSTs, yeah.
Well, you know, and he was a little more up to date than me on some things,
right?
So I just assumed he had dogged me, but yeah, I'll have to go rub that in his face and be like, "You're second place, yes, Peanut Pie Guy."
No, well, don't rub that in his face yet because I'm doing the same thing with him.
Oh,
you're the first one I'm recording.
Oh, you're doing the same with exactly. him. You're telling him he was first.
No.
Like, I'm doing the same thing with Emily too. I'm telling her she was first. I'm doing the same thing with all of you.
That'd be pretty mean. So yeah, you've recorded the most Peanut Pie, and I think also near the beginning of Peanut Pie, you were like in a lot of episodes. You were in a lot of the Muppet episodes.
We did a Cuckoo on the Muppets,
And they recently announced they're doing a new Muppet movie. I'm so excited! It's this October or this fall. They published a YouTube video. It was Pepe and Pepe the King Prawn.
Pepe's back.
Pepe never disappeared.
I mean, Pepe's gonna have new episodes.
Oh no, it's not. It's not Muppets now. It's like a
classic
movie. Yeah, okay. It's like a movie. It's gonna be like some spooky movie, and I'm really excited for it. We'll have to cover that because we did a Muppets episode, a Muppets Continued episode, and we covered all of Muppets Now.
Wow.
And those Muppets episodes, like, we literally watched every Muppet movie.
We did, and I liked making those podcasts because I love doing, like, a podcast right after an episode because it's all fresh. But I'll have to tell you, you've really brought me out of my shell with this whole podcast thing because I just, you know, I'm thankful for my talents on this earth, but I never really thought storytelling or a conversationalist was, like, one of my life gifts. And you forced me to try. You forced me to try to talk about things I don't even want to talk about.
I'm such a criminal. So
I do encourage you to look for some better guests, though.
Guess how much time, in hours, we have spent on Peanut Pie that is now on the internet.
We as in me and you, or your
me and you, as in me and you.
So do you have like a program that does stats or did you like go add all this up with a calculator?
Added all of this up with a calculator. Yes, I did. I went through every single episode of Peanut Pie. I tallied if it was with you, Will, or Emily, and then I added it to its own calculation to figure out how much time. And then I added all those together to see how much Peanut Pie was out there.
I feel pressured now because you've obviously put some effort into this.
Right. So I just have a 1 hour, like, it's hours. Just, there's no 0.5s or 0.8.
Oh, okay, that's
it's just
good.
How many hours.
That would be super hard to guess. How many hours just in the past year?
In the past, past year, Peanut Pie.
I'm going to throw out 15 hours.
15 hours on the nose.
Really?
Right now. Look at this Google Doc. That is insane.
I nailed that. So here's my quick thought was, about 20 episodes, a little under an hour each. Yeah, 15. Let's go 15.
Well, actually, thing is.
Killed that.
A lot of our episodes.
I'm a good estimator.
A lot of our episodes are an hour long.
Yeah.
And our TVSTs tend to be about 30 minutes long. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It averages out right there.
Maybe made 20 or so.
I think there's a bit more than 20, maybe. I'm not quite sure. Actually, no. I think 20 sounds
right. So how did the second place contender do?
What?
With hours?
The second place contender, Will, came in with only 12.
Really? I got 3 hours?
You have 3 hours on them.
Golly.
I know. So maybe in the next competition, in the next Peanut Pie Day, I'll do this again. And we'll compare numbers and we'll add those together. See who has the most time overall.
Yeah. I like it. Because anytime I'm the winner of something I didn't even try to win, like, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I won that contest and I didn't even enter it. It's fantastic.
So... ready to play a game.
Wait.
Another game.
You didn't tell me about this.
Well, that was a game.
I told you I like things being planned. I have to play a game I don't even know about.
Well, you didn't know about this
game. Okay, come on, bring it.
So
bring the game.
I'm going to give you four choices, A, B, C, or D, like a quiz would.
Okay.
Let me go ahead. I know what those things are, but I'm gonna just go ahead and type them out: A, B, C, and D. And I'm gonna have you guess which one of our episodes had the most plays.
Okay.
So Anchor, this website we use to make podcasts.
Yeah, love the Anchor.
It gives me the option to look at how many plays each episode has. And I looked at the ones with us. I'm not sure if there's bots or something listening to podcast episodes. I don't know how that would work. But I'm curious to see which podcast episode you think did best. Are you ready to hear these podcast episodes?
Yes.
And this is just whichever one you think did best. Let me know, okay?
Okay.
Or had the most plays. A would be our review of Soul. B would be our Incredibles 1 and 2 review, the first episode we had on Peanut Pie. C would be The Life of Han Solo, a pretty recent episode in the grand scheme of things. And D would be What If Cars Were People? And that one was where we discussed each of the Cars movies individually.
Well, let me...
Just your best guess.
Before I guess, I have to say, I don't think plays necessarily indicates the best
episode. I don't think so,
because,
either.
You know, there's podcasts I'll hit this week and miss that next week, and it's not because I did or didn't like it. Right. So
and I think
I'm not saying that it's an indicator.
I think that's something I like about podcasting. There's not some algorithm, if there's a better thing, it shows up. You get to know the person, you listen to them on their good, and if you listen to Peanut Pie on their bad days as well.
Yeah. Or I guess it could mean if they have to listen a certain amount of time to count, then that certain, maybe you get more plays for the ones they just turned off and this one sucks.
I have no clue how that works. They are off to an awfully slow start.
I'm out of here.
Whatever number Anchor gave me, that's what I'm basing these results off of.
I'm going with A because you gotta have Soul.
So I'll go ahead and cross off A, leaving you B, Incredibles 1 and 2 review, C, The Life of Han Solo, and D, What If Cars Were People?
I'm going to go with C, The Life of Han Solo.
I'm going to leave you with B, Incredibles 1 and 2 review, and What If Cars Were People?
Okay, so I hope it's not Incredibles, because that was about our first episode. That means viewership's only gone down since then. So I'm going to go D, out of optimism.
So sadly, your optimism is misplaced. However, I don't think it's for...
No,
you still have some optimism. The Incredibles 1 and 2 review, our very first episode on Peanut Pie, had the most plays. That's not true for everyone. That's just with the episodes for Scott. But I, at the beginning of Peanut Pie, was a bit of a statistics freak. I've kind of stopped because I used to, Peanut Pie was a huge part of, not my life, but, I cared a lot about it, and I still do. But now I'm not oh my gosh, we're not posting this Thursday. What am I gonna do? So I looked at the statistics, and when that episode came out, let's say about a month after that,
okay,
it had no more than 20 plays, probably well under 20, I bet. And now it's in the 50s when it comes to plays. So it's not that, we've only gotten worse. It's that people have continued to go back to the first episode of Peanut Pie. And I think that's true for me when I go to a lot of podcasts. I might want to go get a perspective of what the podcast is about. I listen to the first episode. So I can see that being why the Incredibles 1 and 2 review had a lot more plays.
Okay. I'll go with that because that makes me feel better than what's in my head.
The plays have increased on that episode. And they've increased in general.
Well, that's the good news, because if your plays just get lower and lower and lower, at some point you have to rebrand and consider what you're doing.
So,
hey, do we want to keep going even though your mom's in the bathroom on the phone?
Yes, we are going to keep on going.
Okay. Apologize for any background noise. It probably won't be farts and stuff. She's on the phone.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, yeah, you can edit that. You can edit that out.
If you are to get rid of that first episode paradox that I was kind of talking about there, our number one episode would be that Soul review that you were talking about. So I'm gonna give that to you.
Well, you know what you got to give to me is that I was going the one I just thought was the best, and, right. and even though that probably isn't what determined it, because I thought that was a pretty good review, because I thought we nailed it and it was really funny. And
can I tell you something really funny about that review? That's also kind of sad.
What's sad?
I had gotten home from a friend's house the day. It's a little inside scoop. We did that soul review.
Yeah, give him the scoop.
And I was not feeling very well when we recorded that episode. And I ended up throwing up the next day after we recorded that episode. And I did not, it was not fun while I recorded that episode. But it distracted me from it, okay? Because that came out, yeah, that came out the 31st. And then I threw up the January 1st. I don't know why I remember these things, but I do.
I think that's pretty random memory, but I will have to share this.
You know, I just remember sitting in my room talking about soul with you and being like,
our fans at this point have to realize that I am your father. And I have to tell fatherly advice, like, if you don't feel good, you don't have to record a podcast. Like both people listening don't care if you're on time.
Well, no,
all five of them, they don't really care. Just like, you don't have to do it if you don't feel good.
Hey, we have an estimated audience of 17 for information.
Sweet! Sometimes 20.
Sometimes, sometimes a lot more.
Multiple states.
Okay.
Hey, so, get in early on the ground floor while you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, you could start listening right now.
I'm just saying, anytime you don't feel good, you know, throw it off for a day.
Oh, no. It was kind of a distraction. Like, I kind of liked that.
Oh,
I kind of liked
that. Yeah. Okay. You're doing what you loved. And it brought
I'm doing what I loved, and it distracted me from the pain.
No, I like it.
I'm lactose intolerant, in case the listeners don't know.
But no. the harder part is, he will eat things with lactose just because he loves them.
But I eat the pills, okay? Like, I haven't thrown up since then. Like, I've been fine since then.
Take your lactose pills, child, with that cheese dip.
Anyways.
He does love cheese
after
dip.
After that.
Peanut pies with cheese dip. Okay, go ahead.
No. Anything but peanut pie with cheese dip, please.
No. I mean, not on top of it.
Okay.
I mean, like,
okay.
As two delicious things.
Okay.
You definitely need to add a vegetable to that somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
Mom likes fruit, but you know what?
What the heck?
Well, I'm saying, so if you had something like, you know, cheese dip and peanut butter shell, eat your fruit, but that's still sugar. You need to eat a vegetable.
Okay. Well, thank you for that messaging. That was much needed.
Hey, dear fans, mix up, you know, some green peppers and stuff if you're eating pie.
Right.
Throw that in.
I've been recording for a lot longer than I anticipated.
We're way over. Are you done?
No, I'm not done. I have more. Are you curious?
I'm so great at this style of podcast. I like just being interviewed.
I know, right? It's kind of fun. So I know that like 50-some play episode was pretty nice.
Which one?
The Incredibles 1 and 2 review.
Yeah.
However, our podcast with the most plays did not come from yourself, sadly.
Well, you got to be honest with the people as you interview us.
This one came from Will, our Disney Plus Investor Day 2020.
Oh, well, that was a big day.
That was a big day. And I put the title in all caps, so I don't know if that increased listenership, because they're like, oh, he's never put it in all caps before, guys. We need to listen to this
one. If that increased listenership put everything in all caps in bold, italics, underlined.
If everything's in 3D? All caps, nothing's in all caps.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very deep philosophizer, because that's a word.
You just said you're philosophical.
I'll only do all caps when, like, you know, something big's about to go down.
If you're philosophering.
Yeah. That episode was fun because I just, like, read off a list of Disney Plus projects that were coming or Disney projects that were coming. And Will was like, good, bad, good, bad. And that was. Anyways, thank you, Scott, for this fun little show.
Yeah, that was
Hopefully,
fun.
Hopefully, I'll vary it up some more for the next people. And
I like doing shows about TV shows and all kinds of things, but just like when we can just like chat and interview, like give me more of those. Like I can like freestyle and like just wheel and deal, you know, work it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Any final words to close out your first year on Peanut Pie?
I'm glad to be an original gangster of the Peanut Pie.
Hello, this is the next little quick interview. This is with Emily, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, it was a long day at work, but I'm hanging in there.
I know. So I'm excited to talk to you. So this is an episode just random talking. And I also want to give you a little trivia, maybe a few stats about...
I can't stand trivia. But go ahead.
No, about you and the peanut pie.
Okay.
And just stuff like that.
You give me trivia. That's great.
Exactly.
All right.
I'll give you trivia about yourself.
Oh, I thought it was trivia. Like facts about me?
Well, not necessarily. It's about facts about you related to peanut pie.
Oh, you will know that better than me. Yes. Okay. Right. I will agree.
Guess how many minutes, hours in total you have spent on peanut pie.
Oh, wow. This is fun. Okay. I'm going to guess that I...
Because you edited it.
I'm going to guess because you edited them all down. Like, it's not really the amount. So, I'm going to guess 3 hours and 47 minutes.
7 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Even?
What?
Did it come out really even?
It didn't come out exactly 7 hours, but I have, like, the hour estimate for each of you. Wow. Yeah, 7 hours. So, that's pretty insane.
That I was, like, on the show?
That's on the internet right now. You can find...
Wow. I'm going to tell all the audience that I'm very sorry about that.
So do you want to hear every episode of Peanut Pie you have ever been on?
Oh, I'm going to feel bad for that.
All right, here we go. Here we go, everybody. Mulan 1 and 2 review and live action anticipation. Once Upon a Time, season 1.
Okay.
That was our second episode on Peanut Pie. That's been a long-running series. Let's see. Scroll through the episodes. The impact of time travel in Back to the Future.
That sounds fun. I don't know if I did it well, but that sounds fun.
I remember before that podcast, we had an argument over the definition of science.
Wow.
And time travel. That was... The One Ring to Rule Them All. That was our Lord of the Rings podcast.
Wow, I'm glad I'm not doing that today. I don't remember a thing.
We're watching the Hobbit movies right now. You
got to get me within like 2 weeks of the
I'm of hoping the show. To do a follow-up with the Hobbit movies. Hopefully.
Hey, this is a shout-out for
all. A little bit later.
Can I do a shout-out?
A shout-out to... We need to... Tell me who you're doing the
shout out for. No, it won't bother you.
Okay.
I'm doing a shout out for all the moms who happen to like stumble upon this because somebody in your house is listening to this because I know you're not listening to this. This is a shout out to all the moms who don't feel like you can do a podcast with your kid because you can't remember anything from like the 3-day show before. I'm going to tell you that you totally can.
Mom.
What?
That's just you.
No, all moms who are working.
Oh, I'm not saying that you're the only one who's going to have trouble with it. I'm pretty sure you're the only one who has their son constantly bugging you to do a podcast. I think that's a thing pretty unique to our family. Maybe not.
I'm just saying, other moms can do it. Just, you know.
Anyways.
Be real.
And I'm not just constantly bugging you. But
okay.
We had the One Ring to Rule Them All. We had the live action Mulan review.
Okay.
We have, let's see. Dr. Doolittle, would you want to talk to animals?
Oh, can we watch another dog? Have we seen all the Dr. Doolittles?
We didn't see the third one.
Why not?
I don't know. I think that we like didn't know it existed at the time we recorded that
podcast.
Can we
do that? Okay.
Sure, yeah. Let's see. Then we took a while from publishing episodes aside from TBSTs. We had that peanut pie holiday special.
Was that like on making a pie?
What? No, that was like the holiday.
And we talked about our favorite.
Right, favorite Christmas movies. And then we had the Once Upon a Time season 2 kind of thing. And then, scrolling through here, this is Raya and the Last Dragon review.
Oh, that was one I really didn't like.
You did not like that
movie. You know, and there are very few movies that I don't like.
Oh, you made it clear to me you don't like that movie. I think you made it clear. If you go listen to that
don't
episode,
waste
I
your
don't
time.
Think you like that.
Don't waste your money. Don't waste
okay,
your time
okay.
or your money.
Okay.
All right.
I liked it a little bit more than you, just a little bit. Okay.
Well, if you're 13, go watch it. All right.
Or, I think it was a lot harder to... Anyways,
There was a prank episode that you weren't really in. It was called Dora the Explorer Seasons 1 through 8 Review.
Hmm.
That was because April, like, because Peanut Pie tries to post every Thursday.
Hmm.
April Fool's was on a Thursday. So that was just perfect.
So did I participate?
No, you didn't.
And
then
why are you
today
telling
we're going to be talking about Dora the Explorer Seasons 1 through 8. The reason I'm telling you is because I put your name in the title.
Mm. I need to know when you put me down with stuff. I'm glad it was Dora.
Well,
Dora was
it
really
was a prank. You weren't supposed to be associated.
But I like Dora. Dora was great for when you were like 3.
Hey, I still am 3. They don't know.
And Dora
they
teaches
know,
Dora how. Teaches sequencing like nobody else. I mean, I'm a language therapist. Sequencing's important. First,
be loud.
Let's go to the Cobra River.
Be loud.
Then I'm being so loud.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to the, okay, we already have cobras. Then we're going to go to Teddy Bear Swamp. And last, we'll be in the...
Big car drive by.
I was going to do some jungle. Anyway, and then...
The Cheerio Jungle.
Yeah. Cheerio.
Yeah.
Grow Cheerios from
you.
Yep. But you get the idea. I loved it.
And then our most recent episode was Once Upon a Time, Season 3.
Are we going to watch one tonight?
Yeah, we're in season 4 right now. We're making our way through slowly but surely. Liking it.
Well, you know, we admit to the cheesiness.
Yeah, but it's still fun.
But we're sucked in. That's kind of like a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started it. We started watching it with some other folks as well. And now they're getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, we need to watch more. Anyway.
But we do admit that there are some scenes and lines and just,
oh, it's
almost,
just it's a
almost
show.
Entire. Yeah, it's very
cheesy. It's a
cheesy
show. So that's your 7 hours. So, do you want to take a gander at who has the most hours logged on Peanut Pie?
Will.
No, it is not Will. It is, in fact, Scott.
What a good daddy.
I know, and guess by how many hours.
He's up to, like, 16.
Don't guess the number of hours. Guess, like, how many hours he beat
Will. Beyond, how many hours did he beat me? He's the better, he's the more fun parent. I mean,
he doubled. Plus your 7 hours.
Okay, so we all know that dads have fun and that I keep you fed. I mean, that's just...
You keep me fed and you
still
have fun.
Who makes you breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
7 hours ain't cheap.
And I go to work.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just saying, how much do you think he beat Will by?
Okay, well, I want to know how much he beat me by.
He beat you... I don't want to make this... I mean, you know, I don't want to make this a who beat you.
I think he beat me by 7 hours.
He beat you by 8 hours.
Well, that just shows how much more cooking I do than he does. He beat Will by 1 hour 45 minutes, if you're not.
3 hours. He beat Will by 3 hours.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's because Will is like a total teenager.
You're judging everybody in this family right now.
No, but he's got teenager things going on.
Oh, yeah. He's a senior in high school, and he's preparing... For the colleges. I'll be there eventually. But.
Wow, is he going to multiple?
The colleges.
He's going to all of them, isn't he?
Yes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You have 7, Will has 12, and Dad has a whole 15 hours. And what's funny is he guessed Will, too. He thought Will had the most time on Peanut Pie. And I think.
I bet nobody guesses me.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
I talk all day. Oh, you can tell. I can't do much podcasting after that.
You gotta be loud. You gotta be loud.
I was thinking that. I think I'm gonna play my guitar after this.
Okay, that sounds good. Play us your guitar right now with your mouth. Play your mouth guitar.
Oh, it would be so bad. You would like have nobody listen to your podcast. I mean, even if it's already...
Listen to the mouth guitar.
I can't look. Mine's bad, but yours is a much better. I don't think that's a guitar. Okay, moving on.
Hey, be quiet. No, I need to hear your mouth guitar. Just go drun. Sure. That works. So do you remember having your favorite episode out of these? The Once Upon a Time ones? The Mulan one? The animated Mulan ones?
Do I remember? That's the question of the day.
Lord of the Rings ones.
Oh.
I remember we had that paper for Lord of the Rings ones. Where we
I remember
all the characters
that dinner tonight
basement.
Is supposed to be trout and rice and wilted spinach. That's what I remember. Okay, what do I remember?
Not last week.
Okay.
Hey.
But what was...
That's a good dinner right there.
Well, I remember the episode 12 or 13 of season 3. Did we even do a podcast on that?
12 or 13 of season 3. So, season 2 isn't done yet.
Oh. I thought we're in season 4.
Oh, of Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was talking
about
peanut pie.
Look at me. I can't remember.
I was talking about peanut pie episodes. About,
did we not do a season 3 review?
We did. We did.
So I include, so yeah, she asked me what was my favorite.
That's your favorite.
Yeah. Okay. When we talked about, and then good. When we hit like episode 12 or 13 in that big culmination of climaxes in one episode, that was awesome.
And if you haven't seen Once Upon a Time, you totally should. It's on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's worth it. I'm sorry. I'm eating some chips. And it's worth it because of season 3, episode 12 or 13.
Harvest, I can't remember. What's the brand?
Let's do a commercial for infomercial.
No. Don't do. No. I'm just going to do a quick shout out. Harvest Snaps Green Pea Snack Crisps.
When we found these, 10 years ago? And then every now and then they just circulate through our house.
Anyways,
we forget about them.
They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That was fun. Do you want to move on to the next person?
Yeah.
All right. Snap your fingers. No. Spin around 3 times and then click your heels.
Dude. Do you want dinner?
Yeah. You just got to spin around 3 times.
Let's pretend. Spinning. Voila!
Hello, Will. How are you doing today on this fine peanut pie anniversary day?
I'm doing so good.
Actually, we're recording this well after the peanut pie anniversary. It's a little, part tooth kind of thing. Get it in a couple chunks because we probably won't be posting until the Cruella review because Cruella's coming out. Anyways, today, I'm going to throw some stats at you. I'm going to throw some little bubbles of knowledge at you. And I'm going to maybe see if you can guess those bubbles of knowledge sometimes. And just stuff like that. So we'll start with the basics. Guess how much time you have on the internet, due to Peanut Pie. How many minutes of content, how many hours of content there are somewhere on the internet, on Peanut Pie, with me and you speaking.
Oh, you told me this once, but I forgot. I want to say about...
It's changed a good bit since then, I think. So.
I want to say about... Is it too much to say 15 whole hours?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, let's go 15 hours.
So, the answer is a little bit lower than... It's 12 hours.
Well, that's still insane.
That's still half a day. That's you wake up, you get your breakfast, you say, all right, Henry, and then we record all the way until we should eat dinner or something like that, or past that or something. Yeah, 12 hours. And
wow.
Do you want to guess who has the most amount of time on Peanut Pie? I asked this question to Scott and Emily as well.
Well, you, obviously.
Oh, aside from me and Charlie, of course.
You and Charlie? Wait, how much time does Charlie have?
I feel like he's been in the majority of episodes.
Really?
Somehow.
Wow. Well, good for her then. I'd probably say me, but I'm not sure, just because of our TVSTs.
That is so funny. You, Scott, and Emily all guessed you.
Yeah.
And they were all wrong.
Who is it?
Scott with 15 hours.
Wow, I guessed Scott's number accurately.
You did. You guessed it right on the money. So that puts it at almost, we have about a day and a third worth of Peanut Pie out there. So that's kind of insane.
And oh my gosh, wait, cool. So all the episodes combined equal the day and what is that? Equal about 32 hours?
About 32 hours. So that is pretty, pretty insane. Next thing I want to do is I just want to go through, see if this triggers any, I don't know, you can't really have nostalgia after 1 year, but see if this triggers any or something like that.
You can have 1 year nostalgia. That's
all right.
Fine.
All right. That's fine then. I'm just going to run through all the episodes with you.
All right.
You ready?
Good. Yeah.
Our very first episode, The Flash Villain Review, seasons 1 through 5.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was quite
a
while ago.
Clone Wars Season 7 review.
Which I have since then forgotten.
Mm-hmm. And now you need to start watching The Bad Batch. I've been pushing you to watch The Bad Batch.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I'm going
to
watch.
And it's so much more tied in with the live action stuff now.
You want to just do like one thing at the end of The Bad Batch?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just do one Bad Batch episode when The Bad Batch is done come out.
Yeah, I do plan on watching it. I'm getting there.
Yeah. Let's see. What was our next one after that? MCU Disney Plus TV shows. And that episode, so much like misinformation and rumors.
Yeah.
Now that I realize, WandaVision, I believe this takes place when Wanda is after Endgame. Wanda is with Pepper Potts and Morgan, and they're living together, and I think Wanda spirals off into some dream reality. I think that's, like, what we said in that episode.
Wow. Let's say you said that.
I don't know about that. I don't know. You agreed with me.
That's probably because I just didn't want to say my theory that Wanda is now living with Mr. Spacely from...
Mr. Spacely from the Jetsons?
From the Jetsons.
Yeah, but... Anyways, that was a fun episode. That was our third episode. Let's see. I remember we recorded that episode in three separate takes.
Really?
We did a WandaVision one, and then, like, we came back after, like, 2 days, and we did the Falcon and the Winter Soldier one, and, like, the next day we did the Loki one.
Well, we still haven't gotten to Loki yet, so any of the crazy promises we made on Loki could still potentially come true.
It could be true, and I think we might have predicted... Oh, we predicted the theme song things, right? For, like, each timeline having a different theme song. Although we weren't the only ones predicting that, so.
Yeah, we weren't.
Let's see, what else was our next episode? Our next episode was Avatar Element Bending with Will.
All right, that's awesome, because I was just watching a few Avatar episodes recently. I remember that one. We got kind of philosophical on that one, if I remember correctly.
I feel like it was the Legend of Korra one we got more philosophical on. I remember at one point, I think I still have the clip saved somewhere. I'll play it right now.
But we were talking about how OP
each element was.
Element was, and that got pretty philosophical as to what you could bend and what you couldn't bend.
Right.
And is there air in the ground?
But I remember at the end of that episode, something hilarious. I think I said something funny. I'll play it right now. I think I saved it. I think I said... now what bender would you want to bend or something? At the end of that episode, I was like, now what kind of element bender would you want to bend? And that was the question I ended on, and that was funny. Let's see, what was our next thing? Our next thing was not one of my favorite episodes. It was just titled Up, Up, and Away, and we just talked about the technology of Up, and I love that movie. But I just feel like we didn't have enough to talk about, so there was a...
Oh, you brought the statistics, though. I remember that. And even if we didn't have enough to talk about, we just had to do it. It's my favorite movie. Right. We had to do an episode
and
about it.
I also realized that Up, Up, and Away is, a quote from, another movie. So that could have gotten confusing, because I just titled the episode Up, Up, and Away.
That is confusing.
Because Up is the name of the movie, and I knew that was some words that were out there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a quote. And it has Up in it. Okay. Let's see. What was our next episode? Our next episode. Sorry, I'm scrolling through all of these. We did TVSTs for The Mandalorian Season 2. Episodes 5 through 8. All of, Mandalorian Season 5. I mean, episodes 5 through 8 we did. And episodes 1 through 4 I did with Scott.
Oh.
So, about halfway through, we just kind of hey, you do the TVSDs now.
That's funny.
For the Season 2 of Mandalorian. And then, the Disney Investor Day 2020 episode. That is 97 plays.
Yeah.
That is the most played episode.
I'm present on your most played episode.
You are. My top two most played episodes, in fact.
Oh,
because the Mandalorian Season 2 Episode 7 had 92 plays.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I remember that Disney Investor Day one. I had a Google Doc with every single project announced. And then I just you like, you not like, you like, you not like, for every single one of them. That was hilarious. We had the peanut pie holiday special. We're getting into the modern area.
We're getting into the modern area.
We're getting into the modern area, like, guys.
We've been in the old version of the theme park, but now we're coming to the modern area.
We had all of our WandaVision TVSTs, which was a lot of WandaVision TVSTs. A
lot of WandaVision TVSTs. A lot of Falcon and Winter Soldier TVSTs. About to be a lot of Loki TVSTs.
I know, and I'm excited for that.
I think we should throw in some Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I think it's time you just watch them now.
Okay.
I think we've passed.
We also have the villain review of Legend of Korra.
Oh, yeah, that one was fun.
Let's see. So we have all of those WandaVision ones, which those add up very quickly. And then that Legend of Korra one, I remember I presented the hot take that was better than Avatar in that one, and you was not a big fan of that.
No, I was not a big fan of that, but it is a very good TV show.
Mm-hmm. And then we had so many WandaVision ones. I'm scrolling through them right now. And then all of our Falcon and the Winter Soldier ones. And I think that's where we are today.
Well,
let me see if there's anything else.
That's good, but I think we should talk about what's in the future.
What's in the future? Okay. So do you want to just tell them some episode ideas that I have for the two of us?
Well,
because you don't know, you know what one of these
is. I'll tell them how about instead of me telling them the episode ideas that you have, I'll tell them the ones I have, and ones you have.
Okay. Well, that's what I was saying.
Said, Will, tell them the ideas I have.
I thought I said, I will say the ideas that I have.
No, you said, you will say the ideas I have.
Okay, Will, say the ideas that I have already.
Okay.
Just read my mind already.
Anyway, reading Hinder's mind. No, not really. The episodes that I would like to do the coming year, since I guess this is kind of a year-round wrap, so it's like, what are we going to see next year? I'd like to do, obviously we got a Bad Batch episode. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Loki TVSTs coming your way. I can do some of the Pixar ones if mom or dad doesn't do them. But I'd also like to do maybe some Harry Potter ones.
Ooh, okay.
Start reaching
right now,
out.
I'm at the very end of the Hunger Games, and I'm about to start watching all those movies.
I was about to say that, too.
So I think, like, that'd be fun to do eventually.
Yeah, because now that you're getting older, I don't know how the viewers think about it, but we could move into some older movies like PG-13 and such.
Yes, PG-13. We've never discussed anything PG-13
on
this podcast.
No, we definitely have, but it's not the primary focus,
right.
I'd say.
I don't know. Smallville is a little mature.
Yeah, but that's still, I think, on the lighter side of PG-13.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but you know what I mean. Just going into some stuff like that. Well, yeah, if you're like Hunger Games, and stuff like that. So yeah, and maybe even
there's,
I don't know,
some
other,
about.
Have we done Lord of the Rings?
So I've actually discussed,
or
yeah, we have an episode on here. It's called The One Ring to Rule Them All. I did with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the draft episode that'll hopefully come out eventually when we're done rewatching all the Hobbit movies, called The Life of Bilbo Baggins. So
I'm
planning on discussing that eventually. That'll be fun. Middle Earth lore. And then also, we watched all of the Dark Knight Batman movies.
Oh, those would be fun.
And I think it'd be fun to do a villain review on Batman.
Yeah, that would be
good. Because they had so many good villains, from Ra's al Ghul to Bane to Joker, so that was all really fun. What are some other fandoms?
I don't know, but we'd like to hear your ideas.
Yes,
for sure.
Please. I haven't gotten an email in a very long time. On the Peanut Pie email address.
So please, yeah, anything that y'all want us to review or talk about or goof about.
Mm-hmm. Peanutpieguy@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any more ideas that you'd like to bring forth into the future?
I have no more ideas. I am very excited for the future, however.
All right.
Bye.
See,
you don't really need an outro.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I wonder how the outro is going to work here.
I mean, I already told them to send an email to the peanut pie guy.
Am I going to be the first guest on this podcast, or the middle, or the last?
No, it's just going to be its own podcast altogether because that one already came out. I wanted to put it out on the anniversary of Peanut Pie.
Oh, so this is just going to be like a 12-minute podcast.
I'll like schedule it to be like right after that. It'll just be like part one, part two. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You'll backdate it.
Yeah, something like that. I haven't really decided. Maybe I'll just add this to the same episode later as a little Easter egg for true fans. I have no clue what I'm going to do with this episode, but it's here now.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll keep it here. We'll keep it tucked away, and we'll catch you on a later day.
Bum, bum.